Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter.
What's up, man?
All right, well, let's get right to it because we're already run behind. It's 6:32. Let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, getting you stocked up with delicious Bud Light, Tall, Cool, Budweiser's, other delicious drinks. So when you're watching your favorite NCAA team hopefully make it to the final game, you got something cool and delicious to drink right there. Bing, bang, bong.
Bing, bang, bong.
Bing, bang, bong. So do you have anything specific you want to touch on? Because obviously the big tournament, can we say March Madness? I don't think we can we? That might be the only time I can say it without getting in trouble.
Say it.
Well, that's Hunter, stupid. I get what you're saying, but I also don't want to get fined.
No, you can say March Madness, all right?
I'm going to say
March Madness.
I'm going to say Schmarch Madness, okay? That, no, just
okay,
in case.
Okay, sound like an idiot.
Schmarch Madness.
I'm going to say March Madness.
Okay.
Because
so
we can.
Do you
because
have
we can.
Anything else to talk about, or do we just want to talk about this?
See... Yeah, I do want to talk about NCAA Men's Division I Basketball Tournament. The games, I have, this is round 64. A lot of these are saying they're starting the 16th, though. The first game I have is the 16th. And in my sports report here, these got one basketball game tonight. Is NCAA Men's College Basketball tonight, NIT round one, Toledo at Michigan.
Is that first? No, that doesn't sound right. Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought it kicked off today.
That's the only thing I have in men's college basketball. Which I was going to bitch about because I'm like, sweet, thanks for hooking it up with the sports report.
Yeah.
But I honestly don't know. Look it up. So I did. I typed in March Madness here, and it says round 64 from the West. Round 64, Kansas, going to be taking on Howard March 16th at 2 p.m.
So you got the first four today. That's what it is. That first four. And then.
So it says here, see, yeah. 68 teams. Selection Sunday was 2 days ago.
So here's
first four, March 14th and 15th.
Yep, there we go. So, and then the official.
In Dayton, Ohio.
The official one kicks off on the 16th. But today, you got SEMCO, number 16, or SEMO, versus Texas A&M CC.
I'm going to bitch about something real
and
quick.
And then Pittsburgh
all right.
And MS State. Okay, go ahead.
Shouldn't you be able to type in March Madness and then everything right there? Just, why am I clicking around so much trying to figure out what's going on?
I don't know.
You know, I love the internet. I love everything about it. It's, you know, it's quick.
Ooh, nice.
But sometimes it's almost too much information. Just give me what I want. I want the games. What's going
to
happen today?
Just give it
to me. Simple bracket.
God.
It really is kind of a pain in the ass. So who else is playing? So Michigan is playing today.
No, they are not playing today. Today is... hold on. Bracket schedule. I just had
So what it. Am I reading?
I don't know.
NCAA Men's College. College basketball. Yeah, NIT round one. Toledo going to be at Michigan. 7 o'clock tonight. It's going to be played on 94.9 tonight.
I had something really nice, and then you made me click back, and I lost it. So let's see. No, today, Tuesday, March 14th, number 16 Southeast Missouri State versus number 16 Texas A&M CC, and then number 11 Pitt versus number 11 Mississippi State. Tomorrow, Wednesday, number 16 Fairleigh Dickinson. How would you like to? Oh yeah, I'm a student over at Fairleigh Dickinson. Where? That's a made up college. They're taking on number 16 Texas Southern and number 11 Nevada versus number 11 Arizona State. And then Thursday is when we have the other ones, all the like the regular ones.
Okay.
I'm just
What's going on?
This is what I'm seeing here.
I think we're going to have to do some more. So, I do have a sports report here and it gives me all the information, but even with all the information, I'm still confused.
Yeah.
Type in Toledo at Michigan tonight. 7 o'clock.
Well,
what comes up?
Maybe that might not be part of the tournament. That's just a game. That's just a game today.
Just a game?
Must just be a game. Yeah, because it says NCAA men's basketball today at 7, Toledo Rockets at Michigan. But I don't think it's part of the tournament.
Really?
I think it's just,
Didn't they already have the Big Ten tournament and everything? Like, isn't this?
Maybe it's like a makeup game or something?
I'm so confused. What is going on? Somebody explain to me. Is Michigan? They're not. They're not March Madness, right?
They. You think they would be?
Are they?
Oh, are they here not? He is. Oh, Coho. Our buddy Coho just messaged me and said, Michigan is in the NIT, not invited tournament. Is
the
that
NIT
right?
Tournament.
Is that? I mean, that seems kind of like
not
a weird name for
tournament.
Yeah.
Is that right? Was that what it is? I see. Here's the thing. This is how much I know about college bat. There's teams I don't know. There's names I have never heard of in my life.
Everyone's screaming at the radios right
now.
You're
the sports guy.
Come on.
Well, you know what? Then make it a little simpler. I don't know. The NIT is a different tournament than March Madness.
But I'm How did Michigan not make it into the? What happened there?
Because they sucked.
Is that what it is? They're number two.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's actually called the National Invitational Tournament. Okay, so I knew Coho was messing with me on that one. Uh-huh. But yeah, they must not be in here. They must not be in here.
Okay. So anyway, there are the first four tonight, and you just said those. So there are some games tonight. It does get kicked off.
Yes.
Apparently
it's the first four, so we'll decide who's gonna actually make it into round 64.
Right,
round of 64.
So I don't know. I get it. You know, you're the sports guy. You're supposed to know. No, I'm coming in here with questions. And I think everybody has questions that need to be answered. We have a few people out there that really know what's going on. All the rest of us, I think we act like we know what's going on, but you don't. You weren't watching college basketball throughout the entire season. Nobody was.
Well, this is great. Wisconsin's not in it either. Well, no, I don't really care.
You're not good enough.
That seems silly.
How many colleges are there?
Yeah, you got teams like Farley Dickinson or what?
Yeah.
I mean, they're in it? I mean, come on.
I know. I see. That's why I've always kind of shied away from college basketball. I love how they play. I love they play defense. They play hard. But there's so much going on.
Yeah.
So much going on. You know?
I don't know. I thought this was going to go better than originally planned.
Me too. Yeah, me too. Did you fill out a bracket?
So I was going to start to, but I know we got to get those. And I found this online one because I'll be honest, I didn't want to write all of these down. So I found on ESPN, they have an online one where you can click and it'll do it all digitally because, of course, it's 2023. That's how it should be done anyways. So and we could pick all the ones or we could wait till after the games on these next 2 days.
So, I know we've talked about this a lot, but the 1 in 9 quintillion odds. Yep. Is there a computer program or is there an app out there that until it starts, it just fills out as many brackets as it can?
It's funny you bring that up because I was actually thinking about this the other day, right? Now, how many different bracket scenarios is there? There's probably, I don't know. Is that the quintillion? No, it can't be that many. Is that what it is?
That's what it is. 1 in 9 quintillion. That's what it is. That's how many different ways you could this possibly could be. That's crazy, dude. Even if you ran a simulated program, computer program that started, I don't know, when they knew what teams were going to be in it.
So, yeah, you're right.
Whenever that was.
Yep.
What, Sunday? So if you ran that program from Sunday until the first game today,
I don't think you could do it, right? But you, now
it still couldn't get to a quintillion.
9.2 quintillion to be exact.
The thing is, just that computer is ripping through brackets.
So now, do you ever think there'll be a point in AI where it could figure this out and make every possible bracket?
I don't think there's enough time.
You know, okay, that's fair.
There's not enough time from Sunday to now
to make it happen. I get what you're saying.
Even if you had a computer program that was just ripping out, I don't know, thousands of them a second, it still wouldn't get it. 9 quintillion is a number nobody really gets and understands.
Yep.
It's craziness. Anyway, I thought that the other day, though. I'm like, somebody has to, there's some computer whiz out there that has like a gazillion brackets.
I mean,
out
what you could, I guess all you could do is try and get as close as you can. Like, all right, start running the numbers and see how many you can get put together. But then, like, where do you take all those? Can't. You just have them all. Like, all right, I got to find the right one. You know what I mean?
Well, you got to the program has you. You would have to plug the number into the program, and then it would see if, you know, it had one that matched.
I don't know. This has just been.
But still, I'm telling you, even still, like the odds are that ridiculous.
Yeah, this has just been much like the sports report. It's been very. It's ridiculous.
Did you know?
No, this is throwing me for a loop. The fact that Michigan and Wisconsin both aren't in this, because that's what I was thinking when I was looking at this. I'm like, where's Wisconsin? Where's Wisconsin? Because that's really the only team I'd care to watch, or Michigan, at least my team-in-law.
And to your listeners out there, if you're pissed off at this sports report, did you know?
Did you know? Huh?
Did you know the answer to everything I just said? No. So shut up. We're all in this together. We're all trying to figure this out together. All right.
I don't know, and I don't care. I am filling out this bracket right now. Yeah, until they play good defense.
Well, they do play good defense.
They do it, I guess, in college.
See, that's how much you know about what's going on. So shut up.
I just want to watch the dunk contest. Can we just do that instead?
There is none.
Oh, and I'm picking my teams here. I think I'm doing pretty good.
Right. 6:44. I have more answers for the next hour in sports, and I have other stories as well that
more
I probably
answers.
Should have just got.
We didn't have any answers this go around. What are we talking about?
Need an hour to do some research.
Something, man. All right. Anyway, we'll have more coming up. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Get it. Well, good morning. 7:35, Brock Hunter. Don't forget, we are streaming live. Join us on Twitch, the WIRX Facebook page, and the Plan B Morning Show YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to that and get in on the conversation. Have some fun with us here. We got to keep removing. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, getting you stocked up with delicious Bud Light, tall, cool Budweiser's, other delicious drinks. So when you're getting ready for the big March tournament, you got something delicious to drink and cheer on your team, which is not Michigan because they're not in it, apparently. Neither is Wisconsin.
Some other teams. Yeah, weird. You know what? You know what? I'm going to just start off by saying NCAA. I can't stand them. They make too much money. They don't give it. They don't spread it out. I'm just kind of sick of the NCAA everything.
Yeah.
You know, players. I mean, I get it. You get scholarships and whatnot. We've bitched about this before, but there's some things with the NCAA I don't agree with. And here it is. Another year where they make an insane amount of money. Type into Google, how much does the NCAA make during March Madness? Just the month of March, and not even the full month of March. Half the month of March. How much does the NCAA make? It's absolutely asinine.
About $1 billion each year. That's what it says.
Would you make this half month? Would you make it 2 weeks?
$1 billion.
$1 billion.
Yep. That's crazy, dude.
Spread that out.
That's crazy.
Good thing the likeness deals are going through. You know? Because some of these players deserve a little bit of money. Actually, all of them do, I think. Anyway, moving on. There's some basketball tonight. If you want to watch NCAA, fill out your bracket. Quick reminder right here in sports, get that done, because if you don't,
I do have my bracket done, and if you want to go over that. But hold on real quick. Coho sent me a good little rundown. So because we were talking about it last hour about the NIT, which is the National Invitational Tournament. So this is what Coho said, because I said I didn't realize there was a separate tournament. He said years ago the NIT was the tournament. Then the NCAA got involved and started the national championship known as the NCAA.
They weren't making enough money.
So the NIT kept their tournament for the teams that were not good enough or were snubbed by the NCAA. That's why it's referred to as the not invited tournament. But yeah, so apparently the NCAA tournament, March Madness, is an offset or a knockoff, if you will. I didn't know that.
You know, because there's so much going on, and even watching it every year, I still don't know what's going on.
It has a thin candy shell. Surprised you didn't know that.
Sweet. There you go. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about pro football, something that, you know, kind of makes sense. While signs might be pointing to Aaron Rodgers joining the Jets, NFL world is still waiting for the details on the deal. While we may or may not know whether Rodgers is joining the Jets or not, sticking with the Packers or retiring, whatever he's going to do, we definitely know that he will be speaking at the Psychedelic Science Conference in Denver at the end of June. Rodgers will be a guest speaker at an event that will offer an opportunity to dive into the world of psychedelic science. As in talking about ingesting hallucinogenic stuff like you know,
God, he's
ayahuasca.
He's getting weird, man. God, he is just... he's speaking at psychedelic conferences. What the hell?
So, does it do... Okay. Careful. It's an illegal substance. You can't. So the only place that psychedelics are legal are in Colorado, right? In the United States?
In the United States, I don't know enough to
California
to
maybe
to say yes or no on that. I honestly don't know enough, so I'm not gonna.
Oregon, maybe. I mean, maybe a few others, but yeah, Colorado is the only one I know of
as of recently that did it. Yeah.
So this is a profession. This is the MVP of the NFL a few years ago.
Yeah.
Is it doing something for him? I've heard of people that microdose this stuff and claim that, like, hey, it does one. I'm not tripping balls every day. You know, I'm not watching the walls melt. But if you don't, microdose, I don't know if you've heard of that. And I'm not saying do it. I'm not promoting this at all. I'm just saying do your own research. And some of the research I've done, people are saying I can do crazy things.
Perform. Back-to-back MVP, NFL MVP. You know? Amazing stats, okay? Then he started talking about ayahuasca. So I don't know if he was doing psychedelics before or like during the time, again, before those two back-to-back MVP seasons, because that was just, it was 2 seasons ago. So it wasn't even that long ago.
For instance, who was the pitcher in baseball? Was it in the 80s?
The guy that threw
pitched a no-hitter on LSD.
No, perfect game.
Perfect game! On LSD, right? It was LSD, wasn't it?
Yeah, Doc Ellis.
I'm not saying do LSD at all. No, it's an illegal drug, an illegal substance. But maybe your thoughts around it are a little skewed. If this guy is in a professional setting and pitched something that nobody does ever.
Yeah, that was in 1970.
I'm just saying, the walls aren't probably melting while that guy is doing that. Or maybe they are. I don't know. But, you know, maybe it hits people differently. Maybe your body that's licking the walls and flopping around like a fish reacts differently.
I'm guessing in the 70s, too, it's not like he took just a little bit of acid. That was probably a lot of acid. I think according to him, he was high as a kite.
The guy that pitched the game?
Yeah, Doc Ellis.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I would have thought the opposite. I thought he would probably have just microdosed to where you're not tongue sticking out of your mouth.
I don't think microdosing was a thing in 1970.
Well, microdosing is you just don't take a lot. That's what
I don't think that was a like, hey, here, just take a little bit of this acid. I'm saying like nowadays, yes, But back in 1970, I don't think it was like, here, man, just take a little bit of this acid. No, it was, here, lick all of this. And yeah. That's my take on it. That's my take on it.
I mean,
I don't know. Well, look, was Rogers into psychedelics during or around the time of his back-to-back MVPs? We don't know. What I do know is when it finally came out, he had one of his worst seasons we've seen in a long time this last year.
So obviously it wasn't on it during.
You can't do that. But
on the off season, he's.
And again, how much is he taking? Is it just like one thing? Like, is it just one trip? Is he doing other things? Is he eating shrooms in the off season or what? I don't know.
Be interesting to see what he really does. But hey, I'm not going to say he's the professional. Yeah. He's the one that got MVP of the NFL a couple seasons ago. So. Let him do his thing, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be interesting. I tell you what, I'm ready for an answer, though. Whether it's, I don't think Jordan Love is our answer. I don't think we're going to have a good run with him, but we'll get someone else. But at this point, I just want an answer so we can.
He ain't going to be Rodgers. I'm telling you that much.
Honestly, I really don't care at this point. If Rodgers isn't going to do it, then fine. Just tell us so we can start making a game plan because. You know what
he's going to do? He's going to drag it out as long as he can to kind of screw the Packers a little bit, I think.
But here's the thing, though. The Jets already got screwed. They missed out on a quarterback they were looking at. Mm-hmm. Or was it the – either way, there's already been some things happening. But he can't wait that long. I thought the trade deadline was yesterday, wasn't it?
Was it? I'm not sure.
Anyway, but yeah, let's just get an answer so we can figure this out, man. Yeah. They don't care either way. It's just, yeah, it's messing with our upcoming seasons. And that's fine, Rodgers. Go do your thing, but let's just have an answer on what team you're going to be playing with, for God's sake.
Something. Come on.
Yeah. Hold on. Ayahuasca con Aaron Rodgers right there.
All right, let's get out of here. It's 7:44.
Good enough for me.
Sports this morning.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.